On Yerushalmi, corresponding to Krisus Babli Dafyat Beis, we begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Vavamad Aleph, 9 lines up from the foot of the page, Brecha Shenefzika. Brecha Shenefzika, if the Brecha was cut off, means if they increase one part in 200, they are forbidden. Amav Yudin, Lesoshtav Brecha, Lafila Ilan. Yudin says it's not only for only a Brecha, but even a tree that was uprooted and replanted, if the fruits increase one part in 200, they're going to be forbidden. Dan Rav Yasi b'shem Rav Yochanan b'tzal sha'akoi v'shachlai ken shehishrish ma'as lefi kuloi v'chinam Rav Chia b'shem Rav Yochanan b'tzal sha'akoi v'shachlai ken shehishrish ma'as lefi kuloi. Rav Yasi quoting Rav Yochanan said that if an onion was uprooted and replanted once it took root, ma'aseh is according to all of it. Also Rav Chia quoting Rav Yochanan said that if an onion was uprooted and replanted only once it took root, ma'aseh is according to all of it. The Laitizba Mema af Hacha Kain. Don't say that also here it's so that the fruits are forbidden immediately, because even before they increase one part in 200, Rabbi Yehudan teaches that this is not the case. So Fai Shal Rabbi Yochanan or Rabbi Shimon should say Ben Lakish Teva Mash Yasav Yosef Masayim. Chilfai asked Rabbi Yochanan Ben Lakish, do seasonings forbid the food more than 200 times their own volume? Amalei Ein Teva Yosef Masayim. Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish answered that seasonings don't forbid more than 200. Vataninan, kol ha-mechameitz ha-metavel medameh, should say. The Gemara asks in the Mishnah, anything that ferments or seasons is medameh, means regarding truma, and regarding ola or klei hakem, it forbids. In Tema le-meh or masayim, if you want to suggest that it means it forbids up to 100 for truma and 200 for ola and klei hakem, I feel lechem it, I feel lechivel. Even if it didn't ferment, or even if it didn't season, it forbids up to 100 and 200. Elab anovim anakaimin rather, Chilfai's question, and the answer discusses grapes, which don't have such a potent taste. The Mishnah teaches that potent seasonings forbid more than 200. Rav Yosi b'shem Rav Yochanan, b'shulei tzomku, avalim tzomku, yesh teva v'yosim masayim. Rav Yosi quoting Rav Yochanan says this is when the grapes didn't become raisins, but if they became raisins, their seasoning is potent and forbids more than 200. Rabbi Chia, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, b'shulei bishla, avayim bishla, yesh tevel b'yosem memasayim. Rabbi Chia, and quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said that this is when the grapes didn't ripen, but if they ripened, their seasoning is potent and forbid more than 200. Rabbi Yosi, b'shem Rabbi Shur ben Levi, b'shem Rabbi Padaya, noisnei, ta'amim, echad, me'mea, I should say. Rabbi Yosi, quoting Rabbi Shur ben Levi, quoting Bar Padaya, said that all noisnei tam means matters that give taste should bid only if there are at least one part in 100 of the mixture. And we have this gear here, according to many of the Mepharshim, Rabbi Chia b'shem Rabbi Hoshea ben Levi b'shem Rabbi Padaya kol noisnei tamim echad meshishim. Where Rabbi Chia, quoting Rabbi Shur ben Levi in the name of Rabbi Padaya, said that all noisnei tam, which forbid only if they forbid only if they are at least one part in 60. And Rabbi Shmuel bar Yitzchak, Rabbi Chia, Barba, Ha, Rabbi Yosi, Poleg, Alech, Seva, Omasnisa, Pliga, Al, Trechoin, Kona Chamet, Sama Amatavel, Samedame, Betruma, Rod, Rikla, Kerem, Oise. Rabbi Shmuel bar Yitzchak asked Rabbi Chia bar Abba, Rabbi Yosi argues with you, and the Mishnah argues with both of you. It says anything that ferments or seasons, it's Medame regarding Truma, and regarding Olo, Rikla, Kerem, it forbids. In Tema Lameo Masayim, Afil Lechimet, Afil Lechivel, and Abiyosa Anakaimim. If you say that it forbids up to 1 and 200, then even if it did not ferment, and even if it did not season, it forbids that. Rather, it forbids even more than that. Am Rabbi Yomia Tipate Bosa Bosa. Rabbi Yomia answered that Bapadaya discusses a mixture of forbidden meat with meat. However, seasonings can forbid more than 60 or 100. Am Rabbi Yosi, he Bosa Bosa, he Shakale. So Rabbi Yosi says, meat with meat, and all other surim are the same. If they are not made to give taste, they forbid until 60 or 100. The Amr Yabo, Amr B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, Kale Surim, Mesharin, Oisam, Shuteke Elohein, Batsal, Vakafloit. Rabbi Yabo, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said that all the surim that fell into a heta minbamini were the same type, and the taste is therefore not recognizable, were stringent, and we estimate as if an onion or leek the size of the issa fell into the heta, if it would give taste, the mixture is forbidden. Nai kedoin hahein omer noisnei tamim echad meyav vahein omer noisnei tamim echad meshishim. The Gemara asks that why do they argue? Some say that Nofne Tam forbid only up to one part in 100, and some say that Nofne Tam forbid only up to one part in 60. Mandam Nofne Tam Echa Mishishim at Oife Efe Voye Echa Mishishim Ba'ayel. Umanda Amel Echa Memea at Oife Efe Voye Echa Memea Ba'ayel. The answer is both of them learn from the El Nazir, which is the Korb and the Ram, which is the Shlamim bought by the Nazir. The one who says that Nofne Tam forbid up to one part in 60, you consider the Zvoya, one part in 60 of the whole ram. The one who says one part in 100, you consider the Zvoya one part in 100 of the ram. This is based on cooking the foreleg of the ram together with the rest of the ram, as required in the Pasuk, and the problem being that the foreleg of the ram is meant for the Kohanim, it's got Kedusha, and it's going to spread its taste to the rest of the ram. So they make a cheshbon, is it one part in 60 or one part in 100, that the rest of the ram is permitted to eat, despite the fact it was cooked with the foreleg. Manda ama echa memea ad moitzi ad somoif me azoya, manda ama echa mishishim, ein ad moitzi ad somoif me azoya. The one who says one part in 100, you move the bones from the zoya because they don't give taste, means the calculation doesn't include the bones, the meat of the zoya is one part in 100 of the ram. The one who says one part in 60, you do not remove the bones from the zoya in the calculation. The Gemara asks, according to the first opinion, just like you remove the bones from the zoya, because they don't give taste, for the same reason you should remove the bones from the ram and calculate based only on the meat. Leif yochel, the tani, ein tinofis, shal truma, mistarefis, ima truma, leifis achulin, ava tinofis achulin, mistarefis ima achulin, laha leifis achuma. The answer is you cannot say so because it was taught that the waste of truma, means the bran, does not join with the truma to forbid chulin, but the waste of chulin joins with chulin to be mevatel the truma. But Bebai Boy, Tinofes Shal Truma, Marshit Tizdar Fim Achulin, Lahalais Es Truma. But Bebai asked, does waste of Truma joined with Chulin to be Mevatel Truma? Mimadaam of Chuna, Klipe Isser, Mestarefis Leheta, Hadaamma, Tinofes Shal Truma, Mestarefis Am Achulin, Lahalais Es Truma. The answer is, since Rav Chuna said that peels of Isser joined to permit, this shows that the waste of Truma joined with Chulin to be Mevatel Truma. Tani Yuvchia, Kol Masha Asati Lecha B'Mokam Acher, Yitati Lecha Kan. Yuvchia taught in a Baita, all that I forbade you elsewhere, I permitted you here. If you should behold Mokai Meir Asa, Meir Ba'od Mutter, from Hacha Afila Meir Mutter. Everywhere else, 100 times as much mixture as Issa is forbidden, and more than 100 times is permitted. Here even 100 is permitted. You should say, Im Hoisif B'Masayim Asa. If the fruits increased 1 part in 200, they're forbidden, the Mishnah said, the base of Yanai, Masharin Kadin Yavuza, people of Yanai's academy estimated the increase via a herb called Yavuza. Here's the Yodei, how do we know the increase via Yavuza? The Beva Yishem Rechanina Leket Echa Mmaniach Ma Sheze Pechet Zem Moisef. The Beva, quoting Rechanina, answered that he detaches one Yavuza and leaves it. What this detached Yavuza decreases, in this time, this means the fruit increases.